For North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, November 26th. Red light cameras at the intersection of Mangrove and East 9th Avenue in Chico will officially begin ticketing this Sunday. Any vehicle caught failing to stop at a red light or turning right without coming to a complete stop will be sent a $465 citation. Peter Durfee is a lieutenant with the Chico Police Department. He says the cameras aren't meant to catch people off guard.
It's not a gotcha moment. We're not trying to catch people. We're not trying to get in. This isn't about the money. What we want to do is bring awareness to the fact that people are running these red lights.
The department says it will review violations before it issues citations. In total, there will be 5 high-traffic intersections retrofitted with cameras. For a full list of intersections with red light cameras, including when they'll begin ticketing, head to mynspr.org. And Shasta County has been awarded a $110,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The money will help educate parents and caregivers about the importance of child safety seats. With the funding, the county plans to provide hands-on training, community outreach events, and distribution of free safety seats. According to California Highway Patrol's website, thousands of children are injured or killed every year because their child safety seats are not installed properly. The program runs through September 2026. And in other news, power companies in California could see cuts to their profits soon. NSPR's Serena Grossi reports on how it affects ratepayers.
According to CalMatters, the state's Public Utilities Commission is recommending a drop in payments to power company shareholders by 0.35%. It doesn't sound like a lot, but if approved, companies like PG&E would see shareholder returns next year under 10%. To put it into perspective, in 2023, PG&E had a 10% shareholder return, equivalent to about $125 million. If it had been 1% lower, the profits would have dropped to nearly $113 million. Californians pay the second highest electricity rates in the country. Payouts to shareholders is one of many factors that determine customer rates. However, critics of the move say the drop is too small to actually impact ratepayer bills. The commission will vote in December. In Chico, I'm Serena Grossi.
And the North State has 2 new Superior Court judges. Tamina Morrow was selected by Governor Gavin Newsom to serve at Sutter County Superior Court. A Democrat, Morrow is from Colusa County, but since 2022 has been chief deputy counsel in Yuba County. She's worked as an attorney since 2012. Newsom also appointed a second judge in Shasta County. Patrick Deedon fills a vacancy left by Judge Stephen Baker, who retired in June. And finally, a dense fog advisory is in effect. The National Weather Service has issued the advisory to multiple North State cities, including Chico, Oroville, Marysville, and Yuba City. Dense fog can limit visibility and make it difficult to see beyond a quarter mile away. This could make driving dangerous. NWS recommends people drive slowly, use their headlights, and leave plenty of distance between other cars. The advisory is in effect until 11 a.m. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, November 26th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.